The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I said we'd be a bit late. Yep, we are. It's the 28th of June, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we finally have an official date. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 will launch in August? Really? That soon? Yes, this was kind of a surprise among people. We all know that Samsung usually unveils things around the third quarter. But apparently production's going so well that things, let's speed it up and move it up to August. Now, the official date will be August 9th. Just so you know, that's the unveil date. That's not the on-sale date. Though I'm sure Samsung will not keep us in suspense and probably have it available at least a week after. Now, from what we've seen, the Galaxy Note 9 will probably resemble much like the Galaxy S9, if history is anything to go by. The one big difference, though, this one will have a stylus. Yes, Facebook. A wonderful place to sit there and catch up with your friends and also find out what the hell happened on your favorite TV show last night that you haven't watched yet. Doesn't that just tick you off? Well, a new feature might be here to help you. Seems Facebook is testing a new feature called Keyword Snooze. And apparently that will let users block posts with certain words from showing up in their news feed. Meaning if it works, you'll be able to avoid spoilers for TV shows and that upcoming movie that you still haven't seen but all your friends have. No word yet if this is going to work yet for sports. Would be kind of nice. Not all of us can watch live sports all the time. You know, depending on your time zone. Now, believe this, the option has actually launched already, only to a certain amount of users, though. They're calling this the test market. And if it goes well, Facebook says, yeah, we'll start rolling it out to everybody. If it's unsuccessful, we'll probably never hear about this thing again. Hey, staying with that Facebook company and moving on over to the other one that's quite popular, Instagram. They want to be everywhere on any device, even if it's too slow to run it. That's why they've introduced a lightweight version for Android. Meaning if your device is lacking a lot of storage, or let's just say it ain't up to snuff on specifications, maybe this app will work for it. It's pretty small too, this light Instagram app. It's actually 1/55th the size of the original app. It's actually only 573 kilobytes. The app we know and love now on most phones, 33 megabits. Of course, if one giveth, one also has to taketh away. That means you're going to be giving up some functionality. There's no messaging or ability to upload videos currently. So the whole IGTV, yeah, probably out the window. Here's something you hear me talk about each and every episode. That's our Slack room in the British Tech Network. Now, how many of our Slackers out there were saying, hey, I can't get in yesterday? Yeah, that's because Slack was down. Yeah, Slack Status, which you can follow on Twitter, by the way, sent out a tweet yesterday saying that all their workspaces are currently experiencing difficulty connecting to the Slack network. They went on to say, you know, the usual blah, blah, blah. We appreciate your patience. We're looking into it, blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently, whatever they looked into, it must have worked. Although it took a few hours to get it up and running again. So, BTN Slackers, if you weren't able to join in the conversation yesterday, you should be able to today. It looks like everything is up and running. And finally, space. I'm not going to say it. Besides, it's probably copyrighted anyways, and we get sued. But speaking of space, yes, the stars, the galaxy, everything above us. We always focus on, like, the planets, the stars. You ever wonder what's in the middle? Well, the University of New South Wales apparently has found out what's in the middle. It's Greece.
Yeah, really?
Yes, according to this new study, other than the hole full of electromagnetic radiation, vast clouds of matter, and a bunch of other really big words that I'm not going to even try to pronounce, there is Greece between the stars. So how much Greece are we talking about here? Well, get yourself one hell of a big french fry. 10 billion trillion 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 tons of Greece. Or to put it back here on Earth terms, about 40 trillion 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 packs of butter. Ugh, damn, I love butter. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for podcasts, blog, reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out right now. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram, too, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, yep, up and running now. Thanks to those folks over there at Slack. Thanks for getting everything fixed for us. And for everybody else, of course. Join our Slack room now by going to BritishTech.slack.com. We'd love to have you part of our community. The new show will be back on Friday, and we'll probably be late again, too. Sorry about that. But until Friday happens, I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday so far. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.